Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. Is this Miss Wyndham?
Yes.
Hi, Mrs. Wyndham. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Okay, so I see that you have I'm sorry, an inquiry about the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Wyndham, is your direct phone number 662-770-9805?
Yes,
Okay, so if any time we are disconnected, I will call you from that phone number, or I'll call you on that phone number. Again, my name is Courtney, and I'll be your intake special. It's on a recorded line, and I'll be your intake specialist moving forward, okay?
okay.
So this is for you or for a loved one? For yourself,
One.
correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you didn't have an attorney at this time?
No.
Okay, you are willing to firm under penalty. You haven't sought any legal representation or signed any documents with any other firm, correct?
No, not with any other firm or whoever.
Okay, there's just some questions I have to go through. I know it's kind of repetitive, but I just gotta, it's they're real simple. So you did use the hair relaxer chemicals within the last 20 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then you were diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with? Was it endometrial, ovarian, uterine?
Yeah, it
Which
was getting a uterine
ovarian,
cancer.
uterine?
Yeah.
Uterine cancer, okay. And then you are filing on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that, Miss Wyndham. How are you doing today with the cancer and everything?
Well, it got better, so I'm okay.
You're doing better? Good. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I know it's not easy to go through that, so my sympathy goes to you.
Yeah.
Miss Wyndham, when were you diagnosed with the cancer? Do you know the your diagnosis date?
When was I diagnosed with it? It was in 2022 of August.
August. Do you know the day, like to the best of your knowledge, like what day it was? Like, was it the middle of the month,
I
the first of the month, the middle, the end of the month?
think the last week of the month.
It was the last week of the month. Okay, let me pull up the calendar for you, because I know it's kind of hard to remember those dates. They make us put a date in, so let's see. 2022 in August. Okay, so August 2022, the last week of August would have been 28th to the 31st.
I'll say around 28 or 29. I can't exactly
So I put
remember,
the, it's okay. It's to the best of your
but
knowledge. You want me to put the 28th?
yes.
Okay. So we'll put August 28th, 2022. And at what age were you diagnosed with the cancer? Do you know how old you were?
I was around 11 years. Well, I started when I was 11 years old,
Okay. So wait, so
Yeah.
how, what's your date of birth?
November 20, 1964.
November
So,
20th, 1964.
yes.
Okay, so and how old are you right now?
Just turned 60 on the 20th
You just turned
of
60 years old?
the 20th of November.
Okay, yeah, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, so you were 58 when you got diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know who your diagnosing doctor was? Do you know their name?
Doctors, David Ball, who did it all.
David Ball, Ball.
Yes.
And where is he located? In what state?
Jackson. I guess I suppose Jackson, Mississippi, where he was located. That's where everything was diagnosed and done at the Baptist, Mississippi Baptist Medical Center.
Okay, so David, doctor, he was your OBGYN?
Right.
Okay, hold on one second. I found him, so one second. We just want to get some information so we can get this going for you. Hold on one second. All right. And then, you do not currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No.
Okay, they have to ask this question. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times for a single prior year of being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then on average, how many times a year were you using hair relaxer before you were diagnosed? So like, were you doing it monthly, weekly? How often were you doing it?
I was doing it like monthly and, off and on, like that.
Okay, so maybe like 12 times a year, you think? Because you're doing like once a month? Or are you
Yes.
doing it? Okay. And then,
It might have been a little bit more than
okay. You want me to put more? You want to put like 15 times a year?
maybe, yeah. Well, 13, yeah. But I'd say about 13 times a year.
Okay.
13 or 14.
Yeah, it's give or take. And if you can always, when you talk to the attorneys, you can always, like, they're gonna go over this stuff with you. This is just to get you connected to the attorneys and get you your claim started, so they'll be calling you. They'll be calling you within 48 hours, as soon as 48 hours, I should say. And then you were diagnosed at David Ball. Were you diagnosed at Merritt Health Center? Where were you diagnosed at?
I was diagnosed there at the Mississippi Baptist Medical Center.
Baptist Center? Okay, that's right. All right. Perfect. All right. And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And then Baptist Memorial Hospital, Mississippi Baptist Medical Center is at 1225 North State Street in Jackson, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Perfect.
That I know there.
Okay, and then you said your birthday was 11/20/1964.
Yes.
And you've never been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, correct?
You said, was I ever diagnosed with it?
Yeah, were you ever diagnosed with like Lynch syndrome or breast cancer?
No,
Okay.
no.
And then did you have any friends or family members that were diagnosed with hair relaxer, or diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer? That needed help filing
No.
a claim? Okay. And you said you were 11 years old when you started first using hair relaxer?
Yes, my mother was doing my hair.
Okay. And was that in the state of Mississippi?
Yes, I ain't been out of Mississippi.
Okay. All right. So I know there's silly questions they keep asking. Okay. You were using the products monthly. Okay. I'm trying to get through it as fast as we can. Okay, so 1964. Let me get my calculator. So you started using it approximately in 1975. You said when you were 11 years old. Do you remember, like, was it the summertime? I gotta put a date. I gotta put a date for when you started to use hair relaxer and when you stopped using hair relaxer. So you started using it in 1975. At 11 years old, do you remember? Was it like summertime, springtime, wintertime?
The little girl, I guess it was. I don't know, was it summer, spring, or something? It wasn't cold. I don't think it was
I'll
cold.
put summertime. We'll just put summertime. Like, I have to put
Yeah.
it's okay. So we'll put June 1st, 1975,
I
and then.
remember it was, it was every 2 weeks that,
Yeah.
they
Yeah.
put the time in it. Yeah.
When did you stop using it? Like, was that when you got diagnosed, or when it was like, what year was it when you stopped using it?
I stopped in 23.
When you figured it out that it was from the cancer, or it was causing the cancer?
Yeah, I was diagnosed. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what day and month would you put that in 2023? To the best of your knowledge, it doesn't have to be exact, so don't think you used to
live. It could have been the last of 2022.
Well, yeah, if you were diagnosed in 2022, then it probably was right when your diagnosis date was, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, it was somewhere in there.
So that was in August. So like August, you put August 28th as your diagnosis date. So you want me to put like August 1st is when you...
It was the last week in August.
Okay, I'll just put. Yeah, I'll just stop. You stopped using hair relaxer on your diagnosis date. So you started using it in 1975, stopped using it in 2022.
Okay.
You were using it monthly, and then, so how many consecutive years? Okay, let's do the math. So you were using it for 47 years.
Yes,
approximately. Were you using it at home, or did you go to a salon, or did you do both?
I went both places sometimes.
Okay.
It was
when you did it at home, where were you getting the product from? Were you getting it from like a beauty supply place around your house, like around your...
At Walmart, Supercenter, out of Forest, at that time in Forest.
Mm-hmm. In Walmart in Mississippi?
Yeah, in Mississippi.
Is it Jackson? You live in Jackson, right? Mississippi?
No, I don't live there now.
What? I know you don't live there now, but when you were purchasing it, where were you buying it? The Walmart in Jackson, Mississippi, or?
And Forest.
Forest?
Forest.
Yes. Okay, sorry. All right. I got it. Perfect. And then I know they ask us all these questions you have to put in here. And then when you were getting it freshly done, do you know the name of the salon that you were going to?
Oh, it was the girl name. She had her name was Veronica. It was just, just hair. Her name was Veronica. That's all.
Okay, well, I'll just put Veronica. Well, she like had a...
Veronica Hair Shop, that's all I know.
Where was that located at? Where was she located at?
That was located in Forest, Mississippi.
Okay. Okay, Veronica's Beauty Salon. I found it. All right. 1 second. And then you don't currently use the hair relaxer, correct? No, you're not using any product?
No.
And then do you have any empty bottles or receipts or anything like that of the hair product that you maybe have?
No.
Like, okay. And then what was the products that you were using? Were you using like Dark and Lovely, Motion, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me?
I use Dark and Lovely. I use the Soft Sheen Carton and Gentle Treatment.
Okay.
I remember I used all those was the best, we thought.
Okay. And then your cancer did happen 2 years or more after you started using the product regularly for at least a year. Yeah, you weren't diagnosed till later, correct?
Later, yeah.
And then did you ever have periods of that you stopped using the hair relaxer?
No, not until, when I was, diagnosed.
Okay. And then when would you become aware that the link between the hair relaxer and your diagnosis? Was that on your diagnosis date?
On my diagnosis date, yeah.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive from your hair relaxer? Did you have to do any chemotherapy under radiation?
I did, but I had the hysterectomy done.
You had a hysterectomy? Okay. And
Yeah, I
then
had to.
when did they start treatment? Do you know when you started treatment? Was it right away?
And it wasn't exactly right away, and then I can't remember, but
It's
I know it
okay.
wasn't exactly.
Let's see. Let's look. I know it's a long time ago. And you went through a lot, and I get it. So hold on one second.
Yes.
We're almost finished, okay? I'm gonna do this as fast as I can for you. So you were diagnosed in 8/28/2022. Was it like right in September is when you started when you did the surgery?
I did the surgery. I had the surgery
In
January 23.
of 20, okay, January. Do you know what date that was, or just like January?
I can't remember that date. Everything should be on them papers.
Okay,
I just.
do you want me? I can just put January 1st, 2023. To the best of your knowledge, I just have to put a date. That's all. We know it was in January, but was it like the first week of January or was it the end of January?
It was kind of like the first going on second week, getting ready to go on second week, I think of January.
Okay, of
I don't want
2022,
to
of
no,
2023. Okay, that's okay. Let me
it's
look.
been in it.
I know. I'm so sorry that they make you do this, but okay, so January. Okay, so going on the second week would be like the 9th through the 13th, one of those days.
Yes.
Not so from the 9th to the 13th, what date would you pick?
Oh, it's somewhere in there. Around, I just say the 10th or the 11th.
Okay, I'll put the 10th. There we go. 1/10/2023. That's fine. You can always change that. I just can't put a date. It has to come out of you, like what you say. So I just want to make sure that we just want to have like an estimate. So don't worry if it's wrong. You can oh they're gonna pull medical records anyways. They just want to have an idea, okay? What who was the treating doctor? Who was your like your surgeon? Was it still David Ball or did you have a different doctor?
Dr. David Ball.
He did everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Just want to make sure that we have everything. All right. Let me just get this address really quick. And then. Okay. And then did you ever have any pre-existing conditions like any type of diabetes, previous cancer, obesity, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And then okay. And then I have your first name. As Laritha, Loretha,
Yes.
and then it's Wyndham, right? Windom.
Right.
Okay. And then
You
can you
said Don or M?
M.
M
Yeah,
is
Wyndham.
W yes, WINDOM.
Got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. And then can you just confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
And then what's your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I am divorced.
Okay. And then what is your ethnicity?
What's that?
Are you white, black, Native American, other, or unsure?
Oh, I'm sorry. You think I'm black.
If they asked the ethnicity, so I have to ask. Yeah. And then Miss Wyndham, what is your height and your weight?
5'7" and 253.
7, 253. Okay. And then you don't have a suffix in your name, correct?
I don't have a middle name, no.
No, yeah. And then what is your profession? What is your who's your employer? What do you do for a living? Are you retired? Are you currently working?
I'm disabled.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
587-359106.
Okay. So I have 587-359106, correct?
Yes.
Do you currently have health insurance coverage?
So, no, not yet.
Okay, do you have health insurance through like for disability, like through the state? Is that what you have?
Yeah, I supposed to be, but I hadn't made the decision yet.
Okay, I'll just put unsure at this time. Okay. And then I have rethawyndham@gmail as your email. I have your primary phone number. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Best in the afternoon.
Okay, perfect. And then, Ms. Wyndham, what's your current mailing address?
207 Monroe Street, apartment 7A,
Monroe
Fauquier.
Street, apartment what?
7A, Kosciuszko, Mississippi. 39090.
How do you spell that?
KOS
Wait, hold on.
CI.
I can barely hear
Uh-oh.
you. Start over.
KOS CI USKO.
Yeah, I found it. Well, that's a that is a hard name to say.
Nobody can hardly pronounce it.
Apartment 7A.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my goodness, that's hard. Okay. So 207 West Monroe Street, apartment 7A, Mento, Cusick County. Oh, yep, that's not you. It's wrong.
No,
Why?
that's Kosciuszko, Mississippi in Ocala County.
Okay. It's KUS. I found it, Missouri.
It's KOS. It's KOS CI USKO.
Yeah, I found it. Mississippi 7A. Okay, and then I gotta put this on here. Apartment 7A. Okay, 207 West Monroe Street, apartment 7A, Kadooski. It's Ottawa County. Did I say it?
It's Ocala, Ottala, Ocala.
Got it. Mississippi 39090, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you said you did have medical records, or you could provide them if needed.
Yes.
Okay. And you could provide them either electronically or through the mail or both.
Yes.
Okay, they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, Miss Wyndham. It's just to make sure that they can insure the case for you, and continue it. It just helps with, preventing disruptions in the case. They found it necessary when people came unresponsive. Did you have someone that you live with or don't live with that you would like to put?
No.
Okay. You don't have anybody? You want to just put yourself?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever used DocuSign before?
No.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and walk you through. It's pretty self-explanatory. Was there anything else that you would like me to add to the case to help support it?
No, not that I know of, no.
Okay, I'm just going to review it with you really quick. Ms. Windham, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with uterine cancer after using the hair relaxer product. You did not have an attorney at this time. Your date of diagnosis was 8/28/2022 at the age of 57. Dr. David Ball was your diagnosing and treating doctor. Hold on one second. You are a citizen and resident of the United States. Your date of birth was 11/20/1964. Correct? Does that all sounds correct?
Yes, 1964, didn't that's what you're saying on my birthday?
1964, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have all that done. Okay. And you did receive treatment date around January of 2023. David Ball, uterine cancer, Larithic Windham. I have your social as 587-359106. And
Yeah.
then you do have medical records. Okay. I think everything looks and sounds correct. So what I'm going to do is the system's generating the documents for you to review and sign. I'm going to text them to you. That's the easiest way for you to open the DocuSign. What you're going to do when you receive it is you want to open the text message. You're going to agree to sign the documents, adopt and sign a signature. You may have to use your finger to sign, and then you press accept. Start, and then you're going to tap the little yellow boxes where it's asking you to sign. Once you do that, you'll come to a finish button and press finish. And then let me know once you've done that. If you need to put me on speakerphone while you do it, you can go ahead and do that and I can walk you through it. But you should receive a text message right now with the documents.
Oh, Lord. Shoot, I got somebody calling me. And, uh-oh. They went back to your number. Now I don't know what to do.
It'll say Courtney at
It
Mass Tort Strategies has sent you a DocuSign.
did say that, but somebody was calling me and I had to
You
mash
want me,
the
Eric,
button to
let me
and
resend it. Let me resend it to oh, let me resend it to you really quick. Hold on.
okay.
Okay, I just resent it.
It ain't showing up nothing now, so.
In your text messages, you didn't get anything? Like Courtney at Mass Tort Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement.
I'm trying
Let
to
me send
call.
it again. Oh, you didn't receive consent. That's why. Did you, do you, can you open your email?
I'm trying to see what can. Wait a minute. No.
Hold on, you can't open it while I'm in it, so let me get out of it. Okay.
No.
Now try to open it.
Don't mess up because I don't know how to do this stuff.
Okay, well, I resent it to you. See if it comes through. Do you know how to check your email? Because you can open it through your email, if not your text messages.
Hold on, let me see what I can do. You send
I text it
it
to you and I send it to your email. So whatever you can open, whatever's easier.
my. I don't know how to do this.
Do you have anybody that can help you?
Ain't nobody here with me. Nobody.
Okay, so this is what you do. So do you ever check your email?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
It should say Courtney at Mass Tort Strategies has sent you a
Hold
DocuSign agreement.
on. Okay. Hold on.
And you have to press I agree, accept.
Wait a minute. I'm. Courtney K sent you a document to
That's
review
it.
and
Click
sign.
yes, press accept.
Do I hit review document?
Yes.
It said, do you agree to receive
Yes, press yes.
feedback? Okay. I guess I hit continue,
Press
didn't I?
continue. Yeah, you're going to want to just follow the prompt. Click
Okay, so I'm just.
continue, press yes. Press I agree, accept, start.
I agree to use electronic
Yes.
records and hear what I
Yes.
do with
Yeah, you click that,
that little
press,
box.
click the little box and press yes.
It says continue.
Press continue.
Select start
Press
to begin. I hit
yes,
start.
press start.
What am I supposed to do? Because it says select sign here to sign.
Yeah, so you're gonna have to use your finger and draw like your name and press accept.
Where? Because I can't see this little small stuff, even with my glasses on.
Just in the little box, you see a little box where it asks you to sign your signature or adopt your
It says,
signature?
why sign here?
Yeah, so sign there.
So I take my fingers.
Yeah.
I don't see it doing anything.
Okay, so hold on.
My finger, but I don't see no
What
lines
is,
or nothing.
let me get to where you're at really quick. Hold on. Let me pull up the page. Hold on one second.
Uh-oh. Okay, I tapped this box. It said draw your signature. Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay,
I'm
so what does it say now? Did you pressed
Do I
start?
understand that, or do it need to be erased?
I'm sorry, what'd you
I
say?
call myself writing Loretta. That don't look like Loretta.
It's fine. This is just your intake. So did you press start?
I did all that, and I wrote the name Loretta in that box, in that rectangle thing, but.
Then you press accept. And then did you press next?
Do I need to put my last name in there too?
You just need to sign it. It's fine. Whatever you put in there is fine.
Okay, then I do what? Adopt.
Adopt and sign a signature. Yes, click that. And then it'll say start.
It says select sign here to sign.
Yep, select.
I don't know what I'm doing.
And then it says continue.
It's saying something about initialing stuff.
Yeah, so then you're going to tap the little yellow boxes that you see to, and it'll adapt your signature for you. So you see the little yellow boxes?
I'm doing Marita, I mean L and W.
Yeah, it's fine. Just adopt all the little yellow boxes, and then you'll come to a finish button.
I don't know.
Okay, now what does it say?
I call myself tapping all of them and then say finish.
Yeah, press finish.
Start sending and signing today. When it comes to signing important documents, 8 out of 10.
Okay, did you press finish?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what does it say now? You have completed or?
Yeah, it did say I had finish, and it's saying start sending and signing today. Green check. When it comes to signing important documents, 8 out of 10 signers prefer our trusted platform.
Okay, yeah, so what happens, Ms. Windham, is you did complete it. What's going to happen is it's going to send you a PDF file of these documents to your emails. You'll have records of everything that we just talked about, okay? So you're completed. Thank you for doing that. So now, before we wrap up the call, I'm just going to emphasize really importantly how important you are in this process. Basically, this is your case. Ms. Windham, we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you, okay? So the attorneys will be calling you as soon as within 48 hours, maybe a little bit longer, a week or so at the max. And this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. So you want to make sure you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then any supporting documents that you can gather to help support the case, we do ask you to obtain those. I'm going to go ahead and send you a direct message from my direct line so that you do have my contact information, as well as I will send you the attorney's information, okay? Okay. If at any time, Ms. Windham, you know, something happens and you can't get a hold of the attorneys, or, you know, that you missed their phone call, you can call me directly and I will help you, okay? So my first name again is Courtney. There's my phone number I just texted to you. It's from a 949 area code. And then the law firm that you've been assigned to hold on 1 second. The law firm of Robin Law in Pulaski. They're going to call you from a 909 phone number, and I sent you their number too. But if anybody calls you and says, this is the law firm of Robin Law or co-counsel Pulaski Law, that's who you want to talk to, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so they are going to be calling you shortly. If you have any questions, again, please contact me. And Laretha, it was very nice to talk to you today. I really wish you the best of luck, and I hope that you get the compensation that you deserve.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
so much.
Did you have any questions for me today?
Well, that's all. When will this stuff be compensated to me if that's what, you know,
if it does go through? Well, so I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you legal advice. The best advice I could give you was to do some research. But it could take a couple months. It could be, you know, sooner than that. I really can't. I don't know. Every case is different. So the law firm will go over that with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a blessed day and you take care. Happy holidays.
Same to you, and thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.